You're listening to SBS News.
Domestic violence advocate Rachel Natoli says many of the vulnerable clients she works with are worried about how they will take care of themselves as they approach retirement.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that older women are a much higher risk of homelessness, and especially because of that issue, they're looking at financial disadvantage in a huge way.
Clients leaving abusive relationships are sometimes entering the workforce for the first time in many years. Ms Natoli, who is from the Lokahi Foundation, says that puts them at a significant disadvantage when they reach retirement age.
Some of them don't go back to work then because looking after the home and the family is a full-time job. And so that could be, 18 plus years of having no formal employment and therefore nothing paid into their super.
But new research from the industry group Industry Super Australia shows the gap in retirement savings is a growing problem for women across the entire country. Across the states, New South Wales, South Australia and the ACT have a gender gap of 22%, and women are saving 23% less super than men in Victoria. The widest rift in retirement savings is in Western Australia, where the difference is at 38%. The Northern Territory, Tasmania and Queensland are also showing higher discrepancies of more than 28%. Figures also show this disparity in super contribution starts when women enter their late 20s and early 30s, when a larger proportion take paid parental leave. During this time away from work, employers are currently not required to make super payments. Georgie Dent is the executive director of the advocacy group The Parenthood, and she says women are unfairly impacted.
18 weeks at the minimum wage is significantly less money than parents around the world have. The OECD average is 50 weeks of paid leave.
The parental leave payment itself has also been deemed inadequate. Industry Super's Georgia Brumby is calling on the federal government to use this year's budget to make a change when it comes to super.
You might not be earning enough to actually receive a super contribution from your employer, so you're missing out on those contributions during that time as well. Women around the country are retiring with about $60,000 less in their super account compared to men. So on average, that's about a third less that they have in their accounts.
Ms Brumby wants the government to pay super on every dollar earned, including paid parental leave.
This would be a really good start from the government and show that they're more than just talk, that they're willing to actually put their money where their mouth is and stand up for women and the quality of their retirement.
Industry funds say there's still a long way to go. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.